All right, it's Tuesday morning. Just dropped off Ty daycare around 9 o'clock. Ty had a little fever yesterday, which is not good, but it was very sort of a low fever. So, and he seemed okay this morning, sort of normal temperature. So, dropped him off at daycare. Hopefully everything goes okay. Certainly, if he has a fever, they will call me and I will go pick him up. I also bought him a train set. He's like really into trains, or at least he keeps saying "shushu popo" over and over again, which is like, I think it's like the Japanese version of "choo choo," like the noise a train makes. So I bought him this little $20 wooden train set that, you know, like figure eight type thing. It's cute, and he seems to be pretty excited about it. Although I was looking through all the different trains they have at Toys R Us. Yes, they have Toys R Us in Japan, and it's pretty similar to America. They have a lot of this Thomas the train engine, or whatever it's called, and that shit is incredibly expensive. I mean, that Thomas name adds about 100% to the value, to the price of the toys. It's pretty amazing. I sort of refuse to get involved with that Thomas nonsense. Let's see what else. Played a lot of Red Faction Guerrilla yesterday. Game is really I'm really enjoying that game. It sort of strikes that really difficult balance of challenging yet not frustrating, because I do find myself dying a lot. But, and while of course I don't like to die, I don't find myself getting upset that much about it. Like, not like a Grand Theft Auto where you want to throw the controller out the window. Game's a lot of fun. They have, this is like, I think there's like five different areas on Mars. You know, the whole thing takes place on Mars, and you know, I think the whole area is open. You can drive around to any of the areas, even from the beginning of the game. So I've been doing a lot of exploring, and you know, one of the, I guess it's not really a side mission, but one of the main activities is destroying the enemy's buildings, like their bases and stuff. And that shit just doesn't get old, man. You go in, you try to get into the base, and they're all like pretty fortified and well defended, and you got to get in there and try to take the thing down with either explosives or your giant hammer. It's a great game. I mean, they really did a nice job with Red Faction Guerrilla. Definitely one of those few games that's worth a full price, you know, on a $60 price tag. It's got multiplayer, and the single player is great. And I think I'm going to go home and play some more right now. I think that's it. We will do this again same time tomorrow. See ya.